That kind of goes with manager's report, Brent. Status of the ranch after Mark and Shelley had left.
Do I need to put that in writing? Yeah. Where we stand on this for maintenance?
That they have been terminated as
of... No. The status of the ranch after Mark and Shelley had left.
In disarray.
Damage, should that be part of our minutes?
Yeah, we should put down what we estimate.
I think it should be in the official minutes that on Friday the 13th, the termination eviction notice was given to the Peebleys. And as of this date, their material, their possessions are being removed from the ranch.
So we do have an order for eviction signed by the judge.
And that filling in at this time as the ranch manager on site is Brent Fulmer. Nope, you don't want that in there. I think that should be in there because these minutes are posted on the website. I think people have to know if there's a need to contact Brent here.
Acting manager.
Mm-hmm. I think we should put a note that we did a review of the ranch today.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in terms of costs involved with the Peebleys, we've noticed many things. Much of the equipment has been very, very poorly maintained, if maintained at all. A number of items are missing or broken. And there has been damage to the residence that they were staying in, which we have at this point put out over $300.
Lost income?
There's been lost income from the charges
that they were being that they were taken.
We got to be official on this. I don't know that we can say that.
Well, he did. We've got a person that he took a check from.
That's lost income.
Horse ride income.
That's documented and all.
Okay.
Are you bringing any charges in?
Why all faces look at me?
we had listed the damages that we estimated at $450, but when the only person that was there at that hearing was myself, and I had no way of identifying what those were in face of the judge. Okay, as best I could understand the judge, he said, well, we won't deal with that now, but we will give you the ability to evict these people right now. No.
Does that mean in the future we wouldn't be able to?
No, it didn't, to me. There's nothing on that form that I've got in the car that was left blank, okay? All the restitution, it wasn't crossed out or anything else. According to Shelley's mom, she says that the judge said that, well, in lieu of any restitution, we'll give you immediate eviction. And I didn't hear that at all. That didn't happen. Wow. And so, anyhow... Now Willis' son is checking with the county attorney. Brent's going to check with him tonight on the phone as soon as he can get back. And he's going to find out if we have any reasonable expectation of withholding. The only thing we could identify to now Willis' son was half the cost of the door, which is $112, $115. Okay.
Well, you know, it's not just that even. It's cleaning services. We're going to have to spend some money and some things going down that place and redo everything that we had just renovated.
Now, we can certainly put charges out, but what we can do in terms of withholding, we have to have that identified as a cash figure and on hand before
we can
pay.
There's a difference between cleaning international breakage. I mean, does the world expect things? Some tenants are
wear
and tear. Other tenants, not wear and tear.
Yeah.
But breakage, I mean, anger breakage.
Broken window and broken door.
Now Willis's son,
Ron,
he said, the glass is he said, she said.
Right.
In other words, she said a hawk flew into it.
A hawk flew into the window, and no one saw her break that window.
And nobody saw her break that window.
She admitted to breaking the
window. We're at a stalemate.
She told me she broke it.
The window or the door? The window and the door she broke, yes.
No, the window.
She broke them all. She put her fist right through them.
Yeah. We
knocked her out.
She broke all of the windows down the whole ranch this summer.
She did?
That's our fee. I think that's the way she deals with
anger.
You know, she just, you know, breaks glass.
Well, so we don't know any of that.
Right.
Okay, that's all
hearsay.
That's all hearsay.
She told you, but she could turn around and say, I never said, I never told her that.
I would not want to go to court and say that.
No, it's not worth it.
But we do know the door.
It's not worth it.
We cover any damages from the
name. As far as I'm concerned, I think that, if we have them leave and we pay them what they're owed, we get them a statement saying that they're paid in full, and they're out of here, and we never see them again, we're $10 better off than we are if we try and collect $150 or $200 out of their last paycheck. That's my feeling.
Unless the judge says we can just write it off. If the judge says we can take it off, it's out of the paycheck.
He won't.
He probably won't.
Not
but, and also Ron said that's going to become a civil action.
Right.
All right, we'll take it a step further. They're being paid $2,000 a month. That $500 was only inclusive because of their duties of grading and horseback riding. And it is proof that they have not done
beyond that point, in the meantime, if they aren't paid, they have the ability to put a lien on the ranch until this is all settled in court.
But they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't dare do it.
Because we could bring up Tim Clarkson's counsel to check Mark Peebly for
and the other gentleman for $450 check right to them.
For the tractor?
There's others too.
Well, that wasn't paid.
No, but that's not the point. The intent was there. They expected payment to them personally. But my thing is, they were being paid base pay of $1,500 plus $500 for maintaining the roads, the equipment, as well as horseback riding.
And
they did not do that. That was the $500 that was inclusive of that. I'm just saying, if someone pushed a shove, that's exactly what their contract states. But
and he alone said that he didn't do horse riding in September, so.
So.
Sure.
Yeah, but he said he did. So there's that. And he knows he doesn't have anything vague, so.
Well,
no.
There's no question on that $500.
So we may be able to deduct that $500.
The only thing we need to find out from the county attorney whether we can
actually
we
call
on the
door.
$4,000 or $5,000 a month?
Yes. Yeah. Between the store and the horses.
Store and the horses?
Well, they're doing drugs, they didn't enjoy it.
Well, we know that we've lost far more than we could ever estimate.
And as far as the store and the sale, that's a thing that could be fought legally. Because they're going to ask you, do you take inventory on a regular basis? We'd have to say no.
Yeah. And she said
that's right off the bat, we're off.
And she said that we've all walked away. Even though we've never had walk away before, she said that we've all kept from the store.
People didn't
even know. Because it was done on an honor system.
Yeah.
So we told her.
Anyway, I think we can't go any further until we
hear from the county attorney.
Okay. Except your $500...
That one, I think we can.
You made her horse.
Yeah, I think we can do that legally because of through his own mouth, he said he didn't do no horseback riding.
Well, I'm not saying I didn't do any horseback riding because nobody requested it.
Right. But that's okay.
But we contracted him to be available for it. So.
Yeah. No. He.
What's the contract say? If he did do it, or if it was.
He was to be available to do it.
If he said I was available to do it. Yeah, but the greater part he had,
actually, he did a whole bunch of work on the last couple of days he was here with the Kubota, even though we didn't want it. We had work done already.
He did a good job.
Yeah, and he did a good job. But
okay.
Like I say,
he did a good job, especially on places that were already pretty well graded and very satisfactory.
The bottom line here is if the judge says, you can take money out of his paycheck due to the destruction of the door. That's one thing. If he says no, did you want to go any further, or do you want to say, as Ken has said, pay them, have it done, have it over with, and they're gone. And there's no more expenses, there is no more comeback on us, should not in any shape, way, or form. So that's something we need to think about the board. Did you want to go that extra step, or did you want to say it's over with? But if the judge says that they do have to pay, go that route, if not, continue.
There's not going to be a judge until November 3rd that will say that.
Yeah.
There's the judge will make the next court appearance, the next time the judges are due in town is when they're due on November 3rd. And I don't know if we can hold the check until November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should pay them whatever they're due.
And make sure that before we pay them,
pay them what they're due,
that they sign that they received everything coming to them.
They can't. They're in jail.
No.
We have visiting points. And they can
Where'd
sign.
They go? They went.
She's over there having a fit already.
Oh, I know he can't even.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So, okay, board. What are your feelings on
this? I make a motion at this point in time that we just clear the books and get rid of them.
I'll second, third.
It's been moved, seconded. All those in favor, raise your hand.
But when we do give that check,
who we're giving it to? No, I would say
whenever we give it to them, whenever it's
just right on the bottom of the check, paid in full.
Paid in full.
Final paycheck. Okay.
And that's the only way we'll give them the check.
Now, are we giving it to the mother?
Yep.
Now you're dating it as of today, or do they get it when they get everything out of there? Have we given them a deadline? I mean, they were paddling around.
If the mother doesn't give a check to them, they can come back and fight.
They're on boxes.
I don't know if we should give it to the mother and not to them.
No, they're cutting on
the. Well, actually, the mother's on that. The judge. It's not on the paperwork, but the judge says that the mother. Was able to receive anything that was there. Okay. That makes the mother responsible.
We need a signature from her, though, that
receipt. Yeah, we need to get a receipt on a check from her.
I think so.
Barbara, can we do that? That would be, we need to get a receipt from the mother that she received the check from us.
Well, when they cash
the check,
that's what I just said. When they cash the check, but it says final
what if
paycheck.
What if the mother never gives them the check?
She can't get it.
And then they come back and they say, well, you never paid us, so you still owe us.
She can't cash it. I'm making out the market.
No. What if she never gives it to them? Okay. And then they come back and say, well, we never got a check from you.
She cannot not do anything except put it in their account.
Yes, she can. She can put it in her purse. She can tear it up and say, no, I didn't get it.
No,
that's what she does. If she does that, then we don't ever clear our account. We're not out any money. We'll just write it another.
It wouldn't be that much just to say, would you please sign a receipt that we've given you this check on this date to show that payment was made on time, okay?
It's a sentence. Cover your ass.
Okay, that's all it is.
Do you write that in any notes, CYA?
That's a CYA. And that's all it is.
Mystery of a voice.
Brent, is there anything else on the winter schedule?
Did we approve this?
Yes, it was unanimous.
You seconded it.
I have.
Yes, you did.
I seconded it, I guess.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It kind of got a little
loud. I saw Ray's ball hands when you said, I should write this down.
As of basically this weekend, or what? Are only cabins 7 and 8, or for how much longer will the lower cabins also be open?
Well, we try to keep six open.
I guess I'm legal to do this, even though
it's not
you haven't turned that in.
Okay, so we're just going to make sure 7, 8 in the garden cabin are open through Thanksgiving.
Sorry, I can't do two things at once.
The garden cabin both hang out,
and you want me to my pen back.
Well, I'm not officially on the list yet. My signature's not in the bank.
Thanks for the
pen.
Well, I'm going to
weatherize
it again.
But I don't have it over Thanksgiving because. Every time
last four or five years, I went to the VA and I was on the board of the I went to the place and I just got a ton of pen, you know. You go to the conferences and stuff. I've got great big boxes, but I never have a pen.
I know.
I've got boxes and boxes of pens at home.
There's nothing more aggravating than to get a cabin ready and have somebody, especially in the winter, when you have to do it in the mud, you have to take all your clothes off out there, come in here and get it done, go back outside, and then have them not show up.
I'm sorry, I did that last year because I didn't get a hold of fire breakfast.
You just wanted him outside, Nick.
And I canceled last year, a good 4 months in advance. But I never got taken off the books.
Don't realize.
Never got taken off the book.
Oh yeah.
I think that.
Wait for the,
I never noticed that. Had the garden cabin last year all the way.
Okay, so. my question is this. In some of the other comments here about. Excuse me, I need to get through this meeting tonight. I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
When we put in the, the water system for heating it, what's that called? Recovery system?
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand at the ranch house. Is it cost us what? Was it about, everything inclusive, about $400?
Yep.
How would something like that work in the cabin 7 and 8 in terms of not all the propane being used in the winter for these two cabins, in terms of you turning it on and the people don't show for another day or two? Would that in the long run pay for some things and help us out?
It is help a little bit, but there's a couple things you have to remember. The thing that bothers me the most about the winter stuff is that when I have to dump all the water out of the water heater when nobody comes, okay? You know, if they don't show up, okay? But as far as the amount of propane, it's not going to make that much difference, because when you come in here, you have to light the fridge, you have to light the stove. They both got fireless lights.
Water heater's off when it's not used.
And water heater's off when it's not used. You know, and in other words, the payback time would be quite a while. Okay, for the amount of money we'd actually save.
But it creates heat. The hot water heater creates heat.
Help keep this place keep it warm. And so that's not too bad thing. I don't think it would be worth the expense myself right now. Down the road, if we have...
Now, I'm not saying if we have or we don't have money. I'm just saying, would that be something that would be better for these two cabins that are open year-round if someone were to say, hey, here's $800, put in the two systems. Would that be something that would help the ranch, that would help you in terms of getting the cabins ready for
winter? It wouldn't really help that much, because the big thing is they... it would only save you half from the light one pilot light is off.
And throwing the 30 or 40 gallons of water.
It saves a few minutes just draining the tank.
But other than that, it's...
It wouldn't help with the freezing of the pipes?
Still got to drain the water out of the cabin. You can't have the water in the cabin. And you can't have water in a freeze... You can't even have water freeze in those on-demand water heaters. You have to drain that water off, but it's only a gallon. It's not 30 or 40.
Is there something else that we could institute in terms of some of these people not coming in when they say they're going to? Is there any follow-up that maybe somebody could do to instill the fact that by the time you get the cabin ready, you know they're going to be there, rather than 2-3 days later, I decided not to come in yet, and you've already got it set. Is there something else that we could do to effectively help you with this?
No, the thing about it is, I don't get really angry about somebody not showing up.
Well, that's not what I thought.
The issue is about the weather's unpredictable. And so somebody might not be able to get in here. But weather, I understand, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I get the cabin ready and then they just don't decide to show up. Because most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, I will actually even try to start a fire for them.
Mm-hmm.
I come down, if they're not going to show up till late in the day, I come down, I get everything's ready, I'll actually start a fire for them so the cabin is actually warm. It's twofold. One is, it's comfortable for them when they come in, and the second one is there's a whole bunch of our members that know how to light a fire. No, but it also keeps it warm. Okay,
and you like fires,
and I love fire. I love fire. But the thing about it is when you get something ready and then somebody just doesn't show, that's an aggravation. But you know what? That's human nature. There's nothing we can do about that. You know,
how long does that happen?
Well, the place can freeze up if there's nobody in here.
Two or three times.
I was thinking on those days,
because
they have some really nice ventless heaters to put out 35 or 40,000.
If you don't show up, they charge you.
But they're members, they don't have
to. But we can keep the pipes from freezing
$25
in here and not have to build a fire. The only mean, the only two cows we killed in the winter were basically heated by fireplace.
We have to pay a man to do this.
I think we need to specify especially
any time there's a winter time reservation that those members need to be given a little extra instruction that
I think
this cabin is going to have to be de-winterized for your use.
Correct.
Please be courteous and make sure, I mean, if you're not showing up...
We can have a standardized letter.
And Barbara's very careful about telling them. See, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to winterize the cabin and what it takes to de-winterize the cabin. And it's a couple hours work. And most of the time, it's done in the wet and in the cold, and it's a miserable job, you know. Now, trust me when I tell you, I'm used to being wet and cold all winter, so that's not a big deal. But what is a big deal to me is because I come down dressed like I was tonight, I leave all those clothes outside.
Because they're muddy.
And then, but when you try to go in and out, and you spend a great deal of time mopping the floor behind you.
Yeah.
It's almost a constant job. You know, if the ranch wanted to do something that would really be beneficial for these put some concrete pads, actually put a mud room on that door on both these cabins. You know, would do a whole lot.
Get some good rock.
Yeah.
I bought those lots probably what, November last year or December. I think it was almost December, and I guess Lynette called the ranch going to stop her with horses on the way. And she was having, I guess, Brent go out and get it together, but then I couldn't get a hold of Barbara to find out whether or not this had been taken care of, whatever. So by the time we got around all the communication, I was already past here and headed south. So it's just, sometimes it just can't be helped. You just get caught up in the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't even remember it, so. I'm not trying to.
You
remember that it was her that didn't show up last night?
Somebody that didn't show up.
Get it out, Brandon. It's
hard. I mean, communication, even, you know, when we're all here, it's difficult to find, you know. It's just hard.
I'm just trying to say, okay, how can we make this year better for you with these cabins that are open? What can we do to assist the situation? Because it's not an easy one, no matter what.
Yes, you really don't have to do anything. To me, it's an issue of common courtesy. I think a bunch of members don't understand how much work goes into keeping this place going.
Right. And that's what my thing is. How can we help them understand to help you?
Well,
what can we do?
We ought to do something in a newsletter that goes through a day in Brent's life in the wintertime here and details it out. So, I mean, that might...
Oh, I'm wonderful, right?
Yes, he is.
That could be...
Winterizing story.
I think that might not be a bad idea.
You know? That way, hopefully most people will read those letters when they come out.
Brent, add to newsletter about winterizing.
Why do you leave them open? Why don't you just shut the place down? All of them.
We got neighbors that love it out here. Yeah.
Well, that's awfully good of you. I just want
this place is
where you get good. We used to get good. It's only been last, 4 years? Basically,
we used to close up at Thanksgiving.
We've got these two cabins that we can somewhat do that with. You know?
And that used to be the time when people would come in and fix things?
But, yeah.
But
we were talking.
Next newsletter, as the ranch manager, think about what kind words you might want to put to...
It'll be good, trust me.
To include that in there. And I think that... I was thinking the same thing when... I don't know who brought that up, Bob or Dale. I think that's a good idea. I don't think people realize the courtesy that's being forwarded to them and the effort that it takes.
I also check on them every single day. Which is no big deal because I'm coming down here every single day. But I check on them to make sure they've got everything they need. Make sure they've been...
Oh, there comes Brandy again.
No, he just wants dinner.
Most of the time. Yeah, he probably wants dinner.
How come there's never a fire in my cabin?
There's
They're in California, you guys aren't here.
When I'm asking why they mentioned on the telephone, you mean
it doesn't that way.
Now I know. What's the bear after all? You lost your key. Gable?
Can we talk about the reservation a little bit, like possibly rain checks and...
Well, could we get to that perhaps at new business or something?
I'm just playing here. I can't read it. So.
we kind of talked about number four, cabin inspections, cabin committee. I think that's going to be a primary thing for us this year to kind of stay on top of things as to what needs to be done. Rather than, you know, Barbara and Brent, then all of a sudden turns out you got to do this and everything else is like, we have these problems. We really have to focus on that, I think, this year.
That happens even when we go. Very thorough.
Well, things were different because even the thorough, this year, Barbara and I have talked to the managers numbers of times and asked for things to be done, yeah. And they weren't. And then we go back and ask for them to be done. And we were very, very nice about it. And it wasn't done. And it got to a point where we couldn't be nice anymore. People kept complaining.
You know,
but let's see what we can do about those things. And with all the new beds, we're still looking for a couple of bed frames coming up. Okay. Now, are we going to try to do something with cabin 10? Do you think, Barbara? I mean, isn't the...
We're not going to do anything with two, and it's 10 bed, and one needs to be done, yes. You know, that's the worst one.
Because, I mean, if the stove doesn't work in there, the beds are all, what did we find out? They're all double beds, three double beds in there. And, I mean, they look really bad.
It's only the beds. If the fridge doesn't work, the stove doesn't work, the water heater's having problems, the paint needs to be all, you know, done, there's no screwing on the cabin. There's all kinds of problems with that cabin.
The pipe, that pipe on the bottom has to be replaced. It's rotted.
It's leaking.
The drain pipe.
Oh, the sewer line?
Where the hot water heater is, it's like in an old shower store.
Yeah.
So it has a drain underneath.
Right.
So the hot water heater has been leaking.
Okay.
So the water has been going down there. And into this metal, galvanized, what it is,
cast iron
pipe, and it's rotted.
Rusted.
Really?
It's really easy to cut it off and just put one of those rubber couplings on it to see what they did.
There's a lot of wires and stuff.
So, so my point is, are we going to look at cabin 10 and do something with it, or should we? Because, I mean, is it going to be on the part for reservations? And if it is, it's very unacceptable. I don't know.
So you're asking, should we do that one this winter? Should that be the one we focus on to fix up? Is that what
you're versus, you're saying two, or?
Well, two
I think is in worse condition than 10.
Yeah, but we aren't going to get up to two this winter.
No.
Who would you do?
That's the unfortunate thing about the upper cabins. They're
we should get up to two this winter. But I mean, normally what we do is this time of year now, for the next month or so, we go up there, we put on the roof, and we put the floor in. This is the time of year that Melinda and I did number one.
Okay.
This is the time of year we did number one's roof. You know, this is when we painted number four. But there's another problem too. You've only got one man here to do this all, and he can't do all that.
True.
You know, and so, I mean, when we were doing it, it was Taylor and I and Melinda. You know, and it was a little bit easier with three people.
Well, the work that has to be done in two obviously can't be done by Brent.
Well,
that thing has to be raised and
all that part. No.
And it has to be done from the bottom up. It has to be done from the bottom up.
I don't know. Sure, what do you want to do? Yeah. On bag two and do something with 10 minutes at a time. Do you want to do anything? Tony and Amanda were here. They worked on the garden cap the house. They did the flooring, they did all the paint, they shipped all the holes, and took all the pipes that were sitting down. I did all that from my and they did all the wood, we put all the plates on, we did all the walls, we did all the.
Do we have the money at this time to do any of it?
This time?
Either 10 or 2?
We really don't, but, you know. If you start now and you don't have to pay the bill until January, then you can January, February, March to work on it, you know?
Well, you know, Cat and Ten, is it something that this little bit that we're putting into it, is it enough to bring it up to some level that is that can be acceptable?
A lot of people love that, Kevin.
I think Gail will tell you,
there are people, and Brent can tell you this too, Frank White will say nothing but number 10.
That's where he's going. You know, like, I've got a little pony stallion down there. He's doing okay right now, but he needs to be all for himself when I come. And, you know, I've been willing to put a lot of work into that cabin.
She was almost like the adoptive cabin program.
Well, with some help, I would.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Similar to what Jim, Mike, and Mary were
doing.
Yeah,
number two, and then Virginia talked about doing the garden cabin, Virginia Bartlank, and Linda kind of likes number one, and she's kind of done some stuff already, you know, and you've done a lot. And there's other people that want to adopt a little cabin here and there, and I don't think she'd want to take that, whole project down.
Well, no.
But she could work on a facet of it, you know, and then somebody else can work on it.
Well, okay, so fine. We've got something on the table. How does it sound to you to concentrate on, say, Cabin 10? Get some things done on that so that when the spring comes up, we're ready. But I mean, I know there's some major things like the refrigerator and the stove.
Yeah, it's like the garden, I mean, the ranch house down there, you know, if we had just a couple weekends, if we could get a good turnout from our membership, I mean, all we're talking about is materials, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be a big burden on, I say, Brent there all the time. Working, you know, all week long, kind of, you know, little projects. We had had 10 people there for, you know, for a weekend. Man, you could do a lot of work on it.
And you can put out in the newsletter, put out a call for materials. I mean, I've got an art degree. I know how it says I'm selling three colors. Everybody's got little paint cans around. You mix them together, you get what you want. This is red, yellow, and blue, and white. That's all you need to come up with anything.
Put it into the painting.
Yeah, and exterior too. You know, throw things together.
The exterior has actually been painted, but it needs to be skirted and then painted.
And it also needs to be trim painted.
Well,
we looked at that today, and oh my goodness.
I got the trim paint already. But down and never got put on it.
Everybody's got a pile of junk somewhere, you know, old wire, PVC, whatever.
But then there's some other thing. Number 10 needs some new lanterns. That's part of the reason the gas leaks. The smell. New lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, need a new refrigerator, which we could actually take the one we fixed here out of here, and we could fix it up and put it in there. I do believe it's fixable.
Better be.
It's
pretty
good.
So we have the
refrigerator, see the mechanic. We need a new stove, which is not that expensive. And then, you know, there's a lot of paint work, fix up work, fuel and stuff, that kind of stuff is messy.
It needs all new beds. The beds are horrible in there.
Do that because the problem is,
it's
just too small.
Well, you've got a queen, I mean, you've got a double and a twin in the one, you have two doubles in the other.
So we either need to take a double and a twin out and then just have two queens in there and be caught done, or else figure out something else. But anyway, there's possibilities, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of things.
Well, how does the board feel about that? Putting our ideas again, how we can bring the ranch up to spec, how we can look at the future, but at the same time start working on some of them, like Take 10, and do something with it. I mean, even the window in that door, Mary and I were in there, and that screen thing was all the way, and it had an exposed part here.
And the same kind of doors that are in the garden cabin, we have problems with them constantly.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, work with Brent and see what we can do with a specific cabin. And if people like Cabin 10 that much, maybe that's something that we can do.
Well, things like the stove and the refrigerator and the lights or something that are important safety items.
But those are all fixable.
Mm-hmm.
And new doors is fixable. And we can put three new doors in. We know a man that's real good at some places.
I think one of the doors to the bedroom, someone punched a hole in it too, we saw today. It's got a nice little hole in it.
Great.
So
the bathrooms are good in that bathroom.
Yes, we did see that. The bathrooms were good.
And the floor is good in the main room.
Well, is that something we want to do for us?
How do we do it? Do we have funding to be able to do it?
Not until later in the year. The assessments start coming in. You could actually do the work of these people if we charge our account, you know, our accounts and stuff, and we pay for it in January. But
we have enough budget.
Well, what are we looking at? We're looking at getting another refrigerator fixed from somewhere else and getting it in there. We might need a new stove.
What's in the truck out here right now?
The painting and all those kinds of things. Maybe arrange some of the other beds or whatever so that we have something that functions. I mean, no. I think there's a, you know, borrow from Peter to pay Paul kind of thing. I think we can get something going.
Well, let's
in
start
that
with 10. Let's start with 10.
Even so, the appliances, you'd wait till spring to buy the appliances.
Yeah, no.
You don't need those.
Doors, there's a place up by me that actually picks up overstock doors, and a lot of times you can get solid wood panel doors for $25 a piece, but they aren't hung. What you'd have to do is, you know, put your hinges on them and hang them. But you can get them in different sizes.
Well, I think
we could check on something like that. I mean, that would be a heck of a nice upgrade for these cabins.
Maybe what I'd call Brent to do is go in there and look at it and see what you really think. What are some things that we need to address?
Give us a list of.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go in there and I will give you an itemized list of what needs to be done and what it's going to cost you.
Good.
Okay. Perfect.
And then you can decide how you want to spend the money and you know,
prioritize those by safety issues.
And it's always prioritized by safety. You know, I think that's how it needs to be done. I'm sorry, Barbara. I know it's usually prioritized by decor.
And I know that cabin, the screens are all coming off.
Oh, I brought that back. Just about all of them.
Every cabin is. And it really frustrates me because we get them fixed in the cabin, and the members will deliberately pin those things, try and break in. They lock themselves out, and then they break through the windows.
There are machines to put these screens together. Maybe it would be a good idea to invest in something like that. As many screens as we replace around here.
We've got a whole bunch of down here in the shed.
It's continual.
We're thinking about maybe making one big screen that covers the whole window and just.
We can note it so they can take it off or leave and climb through the window.
There you go.
Looks awesome.
You know, the members, this belongs to them. I mean, how much education do we have to give the members?
You lock yourself out, though. What are you going to do?
You're cold, it's raining, it's raining, it's cold, it's windy.
Well, I'll take care of that.
No, but it's just other things inside the cabin that we've seen today that they should take care of it. It's not an outside person that's coming in to rent these, to live in them. It's the members that are coming in.
A couple of years ago, we put up some signs on the road.
Check in,
and they said,
"Park in your car and then one through
your
idea."
Would you repeat that louder?
Those little magnetic key boxes that you put into the rim of your truck bed or whatever, and say, "Okay, you don't get one key, you get two. There's one for your truck and there's one for your door."
Here's your key, and there's another one. Just not never remove the key from my ignition in any of my vehicles, and if my wife ever does, then the key gets broken off. And if somebody wants to take my car, they can take my car.
So but you're taking heat. They're full game.
Who is it?
So was there any consensus on this key thing?
Yeah, get an extra key. It's a good idea.
I mean, but keep it where?
Keep it
just give each member two keys and say, hey, have two people carry these keys.
Just keep one in your vehicle.
Keep it in the vehicle.
Or keep one in your vehicle. Well, boxes.
That's a $5 fee.
You know what happens, though?
Fee.
That's not really going to solve the problem, because 9 times out of 10, they all belong to the group, and then somebody decides to come back early, and they forgot that they got locked in.
You take one extra key for every cabin, and you put it on about a 2-foot leather strap or a dog chain, and you hook it to an old rusty horseshoe, and you say, this is your emergency key. When you go to the cabin, hang it in the tree right by the door, and then anybody coming back there can go, where you know where you've hidden it, you can tell your brother,
you
hang on this limb or on this limb.
Hey, that's not
bad.
And if you bring it back, you're going to get a free t-shirt. If you don't, then you get a free ass chicken.
Ass chicken?
And put it on a horseshoe, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it needs to be
well enough. Just well, just keep it out of the horse. You can hook it on the limb, you can put it in the door.
Joe can figure that out for us.
Or you could buy the door lock.
Hey, let's get those
$500.
Yeah.
$900 a piece. But the ones with push buttons work.
$500 a piece. Joe?
What's that?
The one with the fingerprint is only $350 a piece time.
No, no.
And you come up there and you take money and you
put it over your fingerprint. You're good to go.
Yep.
You know what? I'm sorry, the only thing that's packed is all over.
Oh. Just because of the eating.
Yeah,
I'm
wired.
We aren't even part way through, Joe.
We're not even part way through. I'll just only drop her off for me.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, on your way out, would you get me right?
Oh, you know who has to go? I have a spare bedroom.
I'm going to borrow Brent's four-wheeler and drive it to town.
Oh, my God, freezing.